عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We'll first translate this poem of our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum. اپنے مالک سے اوٹھ کر کے فریاد کر. Get up, that is at night at tahajjud time, and cry to Allah Ta'ala, make dua to Allah. Try and inculcate this habit also of getting up at tahajjud time and making dua. اپنے مالک سے اوٹھ کر کے فریاد کر. Get up and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And faryad is not just dua, a plea, a cry. When a person is desperate, like that make dua. Not just your words, but like really you are desperate. Dil ko sajda mein ro ro ke abad kar. And in sajda, cry to Allah Ta'ala and make your heart alive. When you'll cry to Allah, the heart will become alive. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar. That was the heart. And your ruh, your soul, how to make it alive, how to make it fresh, and how to make it healthy is with the noor of taqwa. That is, stay away from sin, and your ruh will also become very, very fresh and will become alive. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. And your nafs, your desires, your haram desires, these are your enemies. Destroy your enemy. But today, sadly, we're making our enemy happy. And who is our life? Our ruh. We are killing our ruh. Gunas kill the ruh. But we are killing the ruh and we are making our enemy, nafs, who is our inside enemy, we are making our enemy happy. And we can also understand that when we feel we are very lethargic, very weak, etc., especially spiritually, we can't give up guna, we don't have the courage for tahajjud, for namazes, etc., because our ruh is weak. And how to make the ruh strong is by taqwa, by staying away from guna. And when you make your enemy strong and you are weak, then what's going to happen? So our nafs we are making strong by pleasing our nafs. We are giving the food to our nafs, what our nafs want. All the sins, especially the sin of the eyes, the sin of thoughts, evil, bad thoughts. We're making the nafs happy, we are making it strong. So this is the reason why we are suffering in this condition of ours. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar. And your heart, on top Hazrat said, by sajda. And here Hazrat say, by noore khuda se. When you'll make Allah's ibadat, then your heart will become abad. Your heart will be alive. And a person whose heart is alive, that heart, the heart will control him. Then to stay away from guna will be easy. But if the heart is dead, then it's impossible to stay away from guna. A dead driver, how is he going to drive his car? If he's stuck in the middle of the road, how is he going to stop himself to be bumped by other cars? Just like that, if the heart is dead, the driver of the body, then how are you going to save yourself from temptations? How are you going to save yourself from guna? So make the heart alive with ibadat, and make your heart alive with the noor of Allah Ta'ala. Aur gunaon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar. And destroy the desire of guna. The thought of guna will come. And that is not guna. The thoughts of guna which come on their own. Many people feel we are destroyed. My reformation will never take place because the thoughts of guna come. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes that even the very pious thoughts of guna come to them also. But a person, as he works on it, it becomes lighter all the time. Thoughts that come, they are just like if a person is teaching in a primary, in a nursery, small little children. Those children, by nature, they make noise, they jumping around, they running around. The minute that the teacher, ustad, just turns his back, they're up to something. If he just puts his one step out of the class, they're up to something. Like that, thoughts are like that. So the thoughts come themselves. What we have to do is to control them. Whenever we realize, control those thoughts. Like the teacher is to control the students. The teacher is not responsible that the students must be absolutely quiet. That is not in his control. It's not in his hands. Similarly, the thoughts of the heart are not in our control. And our hearts are in the control of Allah Ta'ala. And even in namaz, huzur e qalb is not for us. That the heart must be present in namaz. That is not for us. Ihzar e qalb is for us. That you make your heart present. Your heart, your thoughts will run this side, this side, that side. The minute you realize, oh, the thoughts are gone, you bring them. That is for us. When you become conscious, bring your thoughts back. And just like those little children, as they grow up, then they become responsible. Then no more they trouble like that. Now little, eventually hardly anything. Eventually they'll tell other children, you keep quiet. So just like that, the thoughts of the heart, eventually they'll settle down. Then this heart will become such, it will tell other hearts how to control the heart. So huzur e qalb is not for us. Ihzar e qalb is for us. That the thoughts must be collected is not for us. To collect the thoughts, bring them from wherever they are running around, bring them back into namaz. That is for us. Hamse is zubaku to hammad kar. By praising Allah, make the tongue hammad. Hammad is the isme fa'il, the doer. Like the kicker of the ball. Like that, make the tongue hammad, that it is making hamd all the time. Sar ko chokat pe unke tu sajjad kar, and put your head on the threshold of Allah Ta'ala and make it sajid, sajjad, the superlative, that it is one that makes lot of sajda. Make this your way of life. Qalbo jaku tu us dar pe abbad kar, and your heart and your soul, your life, on the threshold of Allah, make it one that makes ibadat of Allah Ta'ala in excessiveness. Or sukoon e dil o jaaku tu khallat kar, and thereby make the contentment of the heart, peace of mind and contentment of my heart, make it everlasting. If you will do these things, you will find peace of mind and contentment of heart, and it will be forever. Apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbaad kar, and your haram desires which you have, and fulfilling your desires and the happiness, destroy those happiness. Destroy your nafs, in other words. Don't make your enemy happy. That is the most stupid person who makes his enemy happy. Who makes his friend sad and makes his enemy happy. Our ruh is our friend and our nafs is our enemy. So make your enemy sad. Destroy your enemy, not your friend. Apne Rab ki khushi se dil abad kar. And apne Rab ki khushi. So by doing those things which please Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, make your heart alive. Allah Ta'ala is in control of the heart. And when you do those things which please Allah Ta'ala, Allah will make your heart alive. So this is the method by which a person makes his heart alive, makes his friend happy, and destroys his enemy. If we make amal just on this one poem and teachings of our Shaykh, our reformation, our closeness to Allah, our wilayat, giving up of any and every guna will become very, very easy. May Allah make it that it's not just saying and listening, but that we make an effort to practice upon it too, inshallah. With regard to the great wisdoms and benefits of sunnats, and we were reading with regard to istinja, further, sihat o safai ke nuktai nazar se, qadai hajat ke tariq aur baytul khala ke بیت الخلا کی تعمیر و بناوت بھی اہمیت رکھتی ہے. Considering our health and our cleanliness, when the method of building our toilet is also of importance. What kind of a toilet we should have, this is also important for our health and for our cleanliness. رفع حاجت کا سیدھا سادہ قدرتی طریقہ وہ ہے جس کا رواج دنیا کی بیشتر حصہ میں پایا جاتا ہے. In order to relieve ourselves going to the toilet, the natural method is still present in most parts of the world. اور جو موجودہ ترقی یافتہ اقوام میں بھی گزشتہ صدی تک رہا تھا. And this was present even the people who regard themselves as very advanced and modern and who have chosen different ways to relieve themselves. Till the past century, these same natural ways were with them also. They also relieved themselves in the natural way. اور ان کے تمدن کے دلدادہ لوگ اس پر تمسخر کرتے ہیں اور اس سے جنگلی اور وحشانہ طریقہ قرار دیتے ہیں. And today, those who regard themselves as very modernized and very advanced, today they're making a joke and they call it a very barbaric way of relieving oneself. لیکن اگر غور کیا جائے تو طبی لحاظ سے یہی صحت و ثبات کے لیے نہایت مفید اور صاف ستھرا طریقہ ہے. But if a person just ponders a little bit, thinks a little bit, he will realize that this natural method is the one that is the best for one's health and to maintain one's health. It is very beneficial and it is a very clean and pure way. حضرت رسول کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم گھر میں جب قضا حاجت کے لیے جاتے تو دو اینٹوں پر قدم رکھتے. When حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم seldom because of some necessity relieved himself in the house, then he sat on two bricks and he sat on them just like when we sat in the flat pan. Like that حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم sat and relieved himself. اس طرز نشست سے جسم کی بالا حصہ کا سارا بوجھ امعائے مستقیم جس میں فضلہ بدن سے خارج ہونے کے لیے آخری مرحلہ پر پہنچتا ہے پر پڑتا ہے. When a person sits in that position, the squatting position, what happens? The top part of the body, the weight of all the top part of the body, it comes onto the intestines directly in a straight way. It comes onto intestines in which the stool has gathered now. The food goes through from the mouth, the pipe, into the intestines, stomach, and then intestines, and it becomes now waste. So it has gathered there. Now all the weight is pressing on that intestines where that stool is. And it is right at the end of those intestines where it has to come out now. Now all the weight is on that. اس کے ساتھ معدے پر دونوں جانب سے رانوں کا دباؤ ہوتا ہے. And sitting in that position also, now the two thighs, they also pressing your body, the top body and your thighs, the way you are sitting, also pressing on that part of the intestines. ٹانگوں کے کھلا ہونے and your legs are open. When you sit like that, your legs are open. معدے اور جسم کے قدرتی دباؤ کے باعث your body and your stomach, the natural force by just by the sitting position that it puts onto the intestines, us aan ka muh puri tarah khul jata hai. The mouth, the end of the intestines, the mouth of it opens up fully. The dirt is there, it's being pressed by the sitting position, and the mouth, it opens it up. The way it presses it, it opens the mouth of the intestines. Aur uske harkat do di tez ho jati hai. And it encourages, doubles up the motion in order to relieve oneself. جس سے فضلہ کا اخراج جلد اور سہولت سے ہو جاتا ہے. By which the stool comes out easily and quickly now. And this is so important for the health of a person that all the stool that is gathered, that it all must come out. According to doctors in industrialized countries, what are called advanced countries, though a person, even if he goes, very few people go daily to toilet and have a proper bowel cleaning. But even if you go, it is not yesterday's bowel cleaning. It is 1 week's old. So when this gathers in the body, this is very, very unhealthy. پسماندہ اور نیم ترقی یافتہ اقوام میں حسب ضرورت اپنے ماحول کے مطابق اسی قدرتی طریقے پر عمل کیا جاتا ہے. Countries, places which are regarded as backwards or which are semi-backwards and semi-advanced, according to those places and their needs, generally they still use the same method of the squatting method, whether it is Muslims or non-Muslims. If you go into the African jungles, they use the squatting method. You go to the jungles of Asia, even non-Muslims all use the squatting method. چھوٹی بستیوں اور دیہات کے لوگ بالعموم جنگل چلے جاتے ہیں. And usually people of small villages and people who are in the jungle, they usually just go in the felt, in the jungle, and they relieve themselves. And that also, they use the squatting position. اور فراغت کے بعد جائے فراغت سے ہٹ کر دوسری جگہ بیٹھ کر طہارت کر لیا کرتے ہیں. And especially with Muslims, when even if they go in the felt, where they relieve themselves, they move from there to another place. where they clean themselves now. So the place of relieving is one, and nearby, then they go and relieve their, wash themselves. اور شہری لوگ اپنے مکانوں میں مختلف قسم کے بیت الخلاء تعمیر کر لیتے ہیں. And people who are living in cities, they go into the toilets in their houses, and those toilets also, presently even today, there are different forms of toilets. جن میں عموماً دو تین قدم چے ہوا کرتے ہیں. Those people where there isn't a flush system, sewage system, and the people come and collect the dirt, usually they make two or three places where a person sits to relieve himself. ایک یا دو قضائے حاجت کے لیے, one or two of those places are for relieving oneself. اور ایک عبدس کے لیے استعمال کیا جاتا ہے. And another one, which is a clean one, is only for making استنجا. You don't relieve yourself in that one. Only for استنجا. مگر وہ اتنے بلند ہوا کرتے ہیں کہ بول اور براز یا طہارت کرتے وقت جسم یا لباس پر چھینتے نہیں پڑ سکتے. And usually they build it, it's a bit high, at least half a meter high. You step at least one step or two steps and then you reach on there. So by that height, the drops of urine and water, dirt, doesn't fly up and reach the clothes or the body. That is still in many places where there isn't sewage system, flush system, they use that method. بعض دفعہ شہری پاخانہ میں ایک ہی قدمچہ اس قسم کا بنا ہوتا ہے کہ اس کی سوراخ اچھی طرح مکمل اور ڈھلوان ہوتی ہے. And in some places which are more advanced where they have flush system, they have a sewage system. They still use only one that place. Our toilet, you only go in one place. Today you can understand this also, that you find many toilets where they have got the toilet and the bidet, where you go and clean yourself next to it. That is separate. Like that it is in those old places. That you relieve yourself one place and you go and clean yourself at another place. But generally, what we are all used to is that there is only one place, the toilet, with a hole where all the dirt goes into the sewage pipe. اور غلاظت خود بخود بہ کر نیچے گندی نالی میں چلی جاتی ہے. And this dirt goes down and it goes into the sewage pipe. اور جب اس پر بیٹھ کر آبدس کیا جاتا ہے تو اس پانی سے اس کی اور سوراخ کی مزید صفائی ہو جاتی ہے. And when a person makes istinja, and the water that flows, many places they've got the sewage system, or like on the farms, they don't have a complete sewage system, but they got a big hole where it goes to. So there generally also they don't have where you flush your toilet, the cistern, and you flush it. But by washing, and that water that flows, that cleans yourself, and it cleans the pipe also. It takes all the dirt that is left over and it takes it also to that big hole. اس طریقے کے اختیار کرنے سے اگر معمولی احتیاط سے کام لیا جائے تو بدن اور لباس ہر قسم کے آلائش سے بچا رہتا ہے. If a person uses this method, whether it is on farms, which is still many places where they don't have a sewage system, it's not connected to a sewage pipe, or whether it is what our flesh and sewage system. If a person just takes a little bit care, he can keep himself very nice clean. No drops and no splashes will fall on his body. اور بدن کے متعلقہ حصہ بھی پوری طرح پاک اور صاف ہو جاتے ہیں. And that part of the body also becomes پاک and صاف and stays pure and clean. فراغت سے انسان راحت حاصل کرتا ہے. And when a person has relieved himself, he feels, the word is used, relieved, faragat ho gaye. You're feeling very relieved after that. Aur taharat karke wo apne aap ko halka mehsoos karta hai. Now bodily also, all the dirt is gone out, he feels very nice relief. And if he cleansed himself properly, he feels very light. But if he did not clean himself, the dirt is still on his body. But he will be relieved. But that dirt will make him still feel very uneasy. And now together with that, which is Allah's ni'mat also, and he cleansed himself properly, how nice doesn't a person feel? What to say then if a person makes wuzu also? Those who stay with wuzu, spiritually also, they feel very light all the time. So bodily also, in your thoughts, mentally also, and spiritually also, if a person makes wuzu. Islam ne ek pabandi zarur lagai hai. Islam, however, has put one regulation, one rule, قضائے حاجت کے وقت شرم اور حیا کا ضرور لحاظ رکھا جائے. When a person relieves himself, he must be very careful of his sharam haya, his modesty. Nobody should see him. Make sure you close the door and make sure you latch it, especially if it's a public place or if there are children and they are not trained. Make sure that you close. Don't just sit with the door open, etc. This is very important. Peshab pakhana karne wala dusro ke samne oriya na ho. A person relieving himself must not be naked in front of other people. Jungle mein kisi oot mein ya dusro ke nazaron se door baithe. If a person has to go, if you are traveling somewhere and sometimes you have to relieve yourself just out on the side of the road, make sure you get well away. Behind a tree or something, behind a stone, something you hide yourself. Don't just relieve yourself like that. We say, unfortunately, other people who are like animals, just standing, just relieving themselves anywhere, that is not the Islamic way. Baitul khala ho to ba parda. If there is a toilet, then the parda must be. We are used to doors. Other in Eastern countries, they've got a, like in the ijtima, they just got that cloth or something, but make sure it is properly. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka yahi tariqa tha. This was the method of Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that together with all the cleanliness, sharam haya, that is also very, very important and must be kept in mind. In this kitab of Kashkol Marifat of our Shaykh Lamad Barakatum, Hadrat, we were explaining the difference in the names of Allah Ta'ala, which are close in meaning, and also the meanings of certain of the names of Allah Ta'ala. Two of Allah's common names also which we read, Al-Quddus, As-Salam. The meanings are also close. Al-Quddus, jo maazi mein aib se paak ho. Al-Quddus is that being who in the past never had a fault. Like for us, a person might become very pious now, but when you go and see his history, what was his history? What he did in his school days, high school days, college days, university days, etc. when he was young, what and what he did. Allah Ta'ala, there is no question. Allah's whole past history also is completely pure and clean. As-salam, jo mustaqbil mein aib se munazzah ho. That who in the future also, there is no possibility of any fault coming in Allah Ta'ala. A person maybe become pious now, but you don't know when shaitan gets hold of him again. And we see this happens. A person carries on, he's going so well. Suddenly he finds he's gone off track again. And he can't believe what he's doing again. He thinks of his nights of ibadah. He thinks of his days of Ramzan. And now, what am I doing again? But with Allah, there is absolutely, that is who is Allah Ta'ala. Who is Al-Quddus, whose past is also 100% pure and clean. Forever Allah was pure and clean. And As-Salam, who in the future also, always 100% is pure and clean. As-Salam, another meaning of As-Salam, الَّذِي يُسَلِّمُ أَوْلِيَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ آفَةٍ فَيَسْلِمُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ مُخَوِّفٍ. As-Salam is that being also who gives salamati, who gives protection to his friends from every difficulty. Whenever a person is in difficulty also, he should read all Allah's names. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum Jazawumullah Khair has explained it very beautifully, that Allah Ta'ala's names, not only 99, these have come together in one hadith. Allah has got many more names than that also. All the names of Allah Ta'ala is like a person has got a switchboard, a keyboard, and which button he presses, then it is connected to a certain light. Like a green light goes on, he presses another one, a blue light goes on, he presses another one, a yellow light goes on. So Allah's name, whichever name you take, you're pressing that key, that sifat of Allah, that tajalli, that light comes on you. So when you are in difficulty, to get saved from that, As-Salamu, Ya Salam, Ya Salam, Ya Salam. Then that light of Allah of protecting his friends from difficulties, that light you have put it on. Now it's focusing, it's shining on you. So inshallah you're going to get protected from that difficulty. So wherever we are in any difficulty, Ya Salam, Ya Salam, Ya Salam. وہ ذات ہے جو اپنے اولیاء کو ہر آفت سے محفوظ رکھے. Allah, is that being as-salam, is that quality of Allah that He keeps His friends free and pure from every difficulty. Then what happens after that? Jisse wo har mukhawif, darane wale se mehfooz rahe. And then he gets protected from everything that wants to put fear in him. Anyone wants to put terrorize you, a crook, a snake, any animal, any person, anything. Then the income tax officer, anyone, police officer, ya salam, ya salam. So then Allah will save you of that difficulty, and Allah will make your heart free of that fear. That fear of that thing, of that person, will go out of you. So Allah's names, every name is so valuable. So to read the 99 names of Allah on a daily basis is very, very beneficial also. And according to whichever occasion, read that name of Allah Ta'ala. Another name of Allah Ta'ala is Al-Jabbar. These are all in Surah Hashr. The names of Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu, alimul ghaybi wa shahada, wa rahmanur rahim, al-malik. We have done Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, all these names. And then Al-Jabbar. Al-Jabbar, alladhi yuslihu ahwala khalqihi bi qudratihi al-qahira. Allah, Al-Jabbar is the name of that being who corrects the condition of a person. And that is his outward dunyawi health condition and his spiritual. If he finds himself in gunas, he can't come out of gunas. So Allah is that being that will correct him bi qudratihi al-qahira. Allah's qudrat, Allah's power, which is above and which overpowers everything. With that special power, Allah is going to correct you now. So when a person has an illness, a pain, a person finds he's involved in guna, he can't come out of that guna, read Ya Jabbar, Ya Jabbar, Ya Jabbar. Read it often, read it many times. So that is the name, wo zaat, jo apne makhlouq ki har bigri aur kharabi ko durust kar de. Apne qudrat kamila se. Al-Jabbar is that being, that all his makhlouq, his creation, whatever has gone wrong, har bigri, or kharabi, whatever has gone wrong and whatever is destroyed, Allah Ta'ala corrects it with His complete qudrat, with His complete power. Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir, Azmat Wala, the one that has got great respect and honor. Allah is the one that all respect and honor belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. Allah's names, which are very similar in meaning, Ra'uf wa Rahim. What is the difference? Just like in Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Very, very similar. A very slight difference. A shade of difference in the meaning of the two. Similarly, Ra'uf and Rahim. Ra'afat ki rahmat, mazarrat se hifazat karne wali. What is Ra'uf? It is that Ra'afat, Ra'afa, the love, the kindness. A mother's love is called Ra'afat. How much love she gives to her child, that ra'afat, that is called ra'uf. But what is this mercy of Allah which is in ra'uf? It is that mercy that protects you from harmful things, that are pushing away all the harmful things. Like you are walking with somebody and you want to safeguard that person. So you see some stones, you move it. Some branches, you move it. Some branches from on top, whatever harmful things, you move them away all the time. So that is ra'uf, who from his makhluk, he removes all harmful things. And Rahim, one meaning of Rahim we did already. Yeah, the meaning of Rahim. Or Rahim ke rahmat, mufid umur ko muhayya karne wali, rahmat ka naam hai. Rahim is that being who is, Rauf is the one that removes harmful things. Rahim is that being who brings beneficial things for you. As you are walking, you are going to be tired, your bed is arranged already. You are going to need water, your water is arranged already. Whatever your needs are going to be, all beneficial things for you, they are arranged. So Ra'uf, all harmful things are removed. And Rahim, all beneficial things are brought for you. Ra'afat shafaqatun wa shiddatul rahmah. Ra'afat is shafqat, kindness. And it is shiddatul rahmah, great mercy. Wa min athariha, and the effects of this mercy of Allah which is in Ra'uf, daf'ul madar, that to remove harmful things, وتأخير الرحمة باعتبار أن آثارها جلب المنافع and رحمت is that that the beneficial things come. So there are two things: to remove harmful things and to get beneficial things. The rule of Sharia and Fiqh is that دفع مزرت مقدم ہوتا ہے جلب منفعت پر. That harmful things, to remove them, that is more important than getting beneficial things. In fiqh, this rule is explained like you want to do something. Now you consider there are these advantages in it also, there are these harms also. So the harms, Sharia gives more importance to that than the harms. Whether you get the benefits, that's secondary. But first you make the harms. Whatever, you want to borrow money from somebody, there are harms in it also, there is benefit also. But the harms you pay attention to first. So Allah, Rauf is more important than Rahim. That Rauf is to remove, if the harmful things, if you have food, very, very healthy food, but you have normal food. Together with your normal food, you're having some poison also, and you're having some vitamins also. So what is more important, to have the vitamins or to not to have the poison? Not to have the poison is more important. If you don't have the vitamins, no problem. Still you'll carry on. But if you're going to have the poison, you'll kill yourself. So that is the Rauf. That Rauf protects you from all the harmful things. And Rahim, who gives you the vitamins, all the beneficial things. So both are good. But Rauf is more important than Rahim. To get protected from harmful things, if you are going on the road, and to be saved from an accident, to be saved from hijackers, that is more important than you having a drink also while you're driving, you having your aircon also while driving, you having some nice nazams and qiraat also playing, that is all good. But more important, you must be saved from accidents. More important, you must be saved from hijackers. So to be saved from harm, that is in the mercy of Rauf. And to get the benefits, that is in Rahim. And what to say when you get both, Rauf and Rahim? The mercy of Rauf also, no harm comes to you. And Rahim, class traveling you have. Everything of the best you are having, that is Rahim. So the more we read the names of Allah Ta'ala, and we take His names, and we make dua, that benefit will accrue accordingly. Therefore, Asma'ul Husna are not just to hang up in the house. And it isn't just to beautify our walls. It is to beautify our hearts and our lives. And the more we read Asma'ul Husna, the effects of all Allah's names will come upon us. And the more we come to learn and know the names of Allah, according to every person's individual need of that time, you should read that name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. There are those mashayikh who make the complete islah of the deeni and dunyawi life of the murids just with Asma'ul Husna. That you have this problem, read this name of Allah. You have got that problem, read that name of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's names are sufficient for a person. So a person reads those names and Allah Ta'ala will protect him and give him those benefits. May Allah make us close to our deen and close to Allah and to know Allah and take these great benefits which are there. But unfortunately we're not using them. A person, for example, has accrued lot of points, whatever points in whichever field, but he hardly knows, or he is not using them, they're expiring all. And he never used them. If somebody told you, you could have done this, what he done that, now he says, oh, I didn't use them. These Allah has given us. What are these material points here? For this you collect some points, for that, and some small little benefit you get here. The real points are of deen, which Allah has given us, and which we can benefit from tremendously. May Allah give us this realization, and may Allah let us get these full benefits, inshallah. In this kitab, which is very, very important kitab of our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum, Ruh Ki Mimariya or Inka Ilaj, and we are reading about Tawbah Istighfar and how to correct our lives. Previously we had read the three categories of Tawbah. The ordinary people who make Tawbah from sins and they become obedient to Allah Ta'ala. The second category of those people who, for whatever reason, due to travels, due to illness, and for some time they couldn't do their ma'amulat. Now they found their wazifas, they have left out their wazifas, their zikr, their tilawat of Quran Sharif, So their tawbah is that they come back now into the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And the third, which is the highest for the really pious, that not one moment they stay in the disobedience of, in unmindfulness of Allah. Just little bit at any time of the 24 hours, they realize that, oh, I didn't think of Allah, they make tawbah from there. That, Ya Allah, how could I not be thinking of you? Their thoughts are immersed in Allah Ta'ala. And those people who reach that stage get completely saved from all type of sin also. Because their thoughts are with Allah all the time. There is no possibility that they can think of any wrong, of any guna. Ahkar arz karta hai, Hazrat says, ke har khata shar hai. Every guna is evil, it is bad. Which we have discussed many times, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah, is the worse than stool and urine. And if a person did that in his bed, more worse than that also is guna. Guna is the filthiest, the dirtiest thing. Lekin ahle khata, ahle shar hone ke baawajood, tawbah ki barkat se khairul khataeen ho gaye. But those people who are ahle khata, who are ahle shar, those people who have committed gunas, who are filth in this dirt and filth, and they are people of evil, in spite of that, just by the barkat of tawbah, they become khairul khata'in. Those people who are ahle shar, they become ahle khair. They become the best. Who are the evil, become the best. Why? Just because of the barakat of tawbah. Like a child, it has messed. And sometimes a child messes so much right out of its nappy also, right out of its whatever it's wearing, and everything has become messed. Now when the mother washes it all, the child has become clean. Now the mother puts some powder also, and some perfume also. Now the child, which was just now so dirty, by the barakat of washing, now you hug the child. The mother grabs the child. Anyone, the father, told, just wait a minute. Now when the child is clean, the father hugs the child, kisses the child, enjoys the child. Just like that, those people of guna just wash up with the barakat of tawbah. And this tawbah, you don't have to put separate powder. Tawbah got that powder itself. Allah hugs you now. And you become the beloved of Allah as soon as you make tawbah. So the barakat of tawbah, you who are so dirty, become you who are so clean and so beloved. And now you are huggable. And now you are kissable by the barakat of tawbah. And Allah has given tawbah free to everyone. It is up to us to use it. We become dirty. We become filthy. But use tawbah and cleanse ourselves. Maulana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi farmate hai, ke abdal kaun hai? Who are the people who are abdal? Jo ke haq ta'ala ke karam se tabdeel ho gaye. Who have abdal changed. By Allah's fazl, who have changed now. And the abdal, the true abdal, they don't go and tell people that they are abdal. They make shukr to Allah. They hide themselves. They conceal their condition. They don't go and make it public. Somebody wrote to Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh that in our village there is one person who says that he is abdal. So a person who claims himself to be abdal, a great buzurg, more than the ordinary leader of the buzurg, and on top of the abdal is the qutub. So a great person. So a person, but a person who calls himself abdal. So Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayh wrote back and said, he was first a good person. Ab ye dal ho gaya. For now he has become dal. He was first ghosht. He was good. But now that he claims himself, I'm abdal, abdal ho gaya. Now he has become dal. Dal is usually regarded one of the lower grades of food compared to meat, etc., other food. Dal is regarded as a lower grade, lentils. So he claimed that he is abdal. So Hazrat say, ye pehle gosht tha, ab ye dal ho gaya. So those who don't claim themselves, they are these people that ab Allah ne unko tabdeel kar diya. Allah ne unko badal diya. They were bad, now they have become pious. These are the abdal. Rumi rahmatullah alayhi has explained this. Yani unke akhlaq-e razila, tabdeel-e rahmat-e haq se akhlaq-e hamida ho gaye. In other words, their character which was bad, they had greed, hatred, fighting with people, pride, jealousy, all this bad. Allah by His rahmat changed them. Now they are humble. Now they are obedient to Allah. Now they are kind to people, think of other people. Yani akhlaq razila ki sharab qudrat khudawandi se sarka ho gaye. That is, as we explained before, that wine, alcohol, if you work on it, you can change it into vinegar. And you get lot of vinegars, you get wine vinegar, which is 100% halal. It isn't, it has nothing to do with wine. It's called wine vinegar, it is sold on the shelves, you get it easily, but it has nothing to do with wine. That wine, if it changes and you make it into vinegar, it's 100% halal. So you are bad, you are like alcohol, like beer, like dirty. You would cause murder and you would cause rape and whatever. Driving, you would cause killing people, all that. But now if you become sober, become vinegar, vinegar will sober you up. So just like that, a sinful person can become vinegar now. And he'll sober up, and he'll sober up other people also. And the benefits of vinegar, there are so much of benefits in vinegar. Now, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَعْمَ الْإِدَامُ الْخِلْ. That very good a tarkari, a food, is vinegar. That is, you just have bread and vinegar. It's a very good food. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised it. It's very healthy. It will cleanse you up tremendously, your body physically. So that person who had bad qualities, akhlaq, bad habits, never thinks of other people, only thinks of himself. All the time just thinking about himself. There is also a very bad habit. Even if we are sitting on the dastarkhan and you're only thinking of yourself, you never think of the needs of other people. You're just thinking of yourself in all your matters. You got some money only for yourself, not a cent for your fellow passenger or somebody to make his life easier. You are traveling and you go and buy fruit, you don't even buy for your friend. You don't even share. These are all very bad habits. So whatever bad habits a person has got, when Allah with His Rahmat changes them, and changes them into good habits. So this is now that liquor, that sharab, Allah by the qudrat of Allah made it into vinegar now. حَتَّى عَلَىٰ كِشَانِ رَحْمَتْ تو دیکھئے. Look at the mercy of Allah تبارک و تعالی. کہ توبہ کا یہ انعام, کہ the great gift of توبہ, when you make توبہ, what a great gift Allah gives. کہ خطاکار کو خیر سے یاد فرمایا. That person who was evil, who was bad, who was sinful, now he's given the title of خیر, of good. Just because of توبہ, he was bad. But because of توبہ, he became good. Oh, there were 20 people, all sinful. One person made tawbah, he is amongst those sinful people. But now he is khairul khata'in, the best of those sinful people. By the barakat of tawbah, he became the best. Khatakar to the, ab tawbah ki barakat se, khairul khata'in, behtar khatakar hai. He was sana, he was dirty, he was filth, but he is now the best of all those. Now just because of the barakat of tawbah. Ek ishkal aur uska jawab. However, there is one a question that arises here, and the question, answer to this question. Ek sawal ye hota hai ke jab khair ka laqab mila, when this title of khair, of good, in fact the best it means, when that title was given, to phir khatain ke nasab bhi mita dete, then the connection with sinner, that should have been taken out also. Why keep that sinner that is still coming in? Right, to understand this, one groom's party was going for the wedding. They reached one village and his best man, the groom, had a shawl on of the best man. So when they were going, so the first town, so they asked, who is the groom? So the best man said, this is the groom, but the shawl is mine. So he said, why do you have to say the shawl is mine? It's like an insult, it's derogatory, it's insult. Why are you telling that? So he said, okay, maaf, I won't say it in future. They went to the next town, and then he said, this is the groom, and the shawl is his own. So why you say that? By that, the doubt comes. Why are you talking about the shawl? Why you have to speak about that? So he said, okay, I won't. He went to the next town, he said, this is the groom, and I won't say anything about the shawl. So the connection with the shawl, that creates. Now, you are the best, but you're still connected with the sinners. Khairul khatta'in. Khatta'in is still there. You're still connected. Now, if Allah wanted to, Allah's qudrat is, Allah could remove that also. Why did Allah keep it still? You made tawbah, you became the best now, you are shining now, but still that that is still there. That stigma is still there. You are still, you were, your history. Look at his history. It still speaks of your history stuff. Unke karam se kya ba'eed hai? What difficulty if Allah wanted to remove even that stigma, that name also. Khatain ki nisbat se to phir bhi unke khataon par nishan rahi aur alamat baqi rahi. By khatain, that stigma is still there. It's still pointing that he was a sinner. His history is there. Don't forget the history. So what is the answer to that? Ahkar arz karta hai ke tarkib izafi mein muzafi maqsood hota hai. Hazrat says that in a genitive construction, that is where possession is shown, the leg of the table. If you say the leg of the table, what you are talking about is the leg. That is what you are referring to. So in the same way, jaise ja ghulam o zaidin, aya zaid ka ghulam, the slave of Zaid king. So it is the, he is the slave of Zaid. But who are you talking, who came? His slave came. So you are talking about him. Zaid ka ghulam, to aane mein maqsood e kalam sirf ghulam hai, Zaid ki aamad murad nahi hai. When you say the slave of the slave of Zaid came, who came? The slave. You're talking about the Zaid, about the slave. You're only identifying whose slave he is, but you are saying that the slave came. That is what you are talking about. Bas khairul khatain mein agarche muzaf ilay se taalluq hai. So in khairul khatain, so there is a connection with khatain. There is a connection. But what is the maqsood? What are you talking about khair? You're not talking about khatain. The khatain, the connection is there. But you are talking like the wheel of the car. The wheel of the car, whatever you say. So you're not talking the term of the car. It's connected with the car. But you're talking of the wheel. So the best sinner, you're not talking of the sinner. You're talking of the best. So who you talking of is the best, the khair. That is what you are talking about. Lekin maqsood kalam mein us banda ko khair hi ke laqab se nawazna hai. So in this talk, actually what you want to talk about is that slave who is khair. That he is khair. You know, you just, the connection is there. But you're not referring to khatain. You're referring only to khair. Ab raha ye ki muzafile mita diya jata. There is a possibility. Allah could in his qudrat that even that stigma be taken away. To usme raaz ye hai ki tawbah ki karamat aur shan rahmat ki taathir ka pata phir kaise chalta. So why did Allah still keep the title khatain? That is what, that stigma, which appears to be a stigma. Why is it? To show that by the honor of tawbah and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, a person realizes the honor of tawbah, and he realizes the mercy, he realizes the quality of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Okay, when the person who was khatain, so you remember, but by tawbah he became khair. By, he was khatain, he was dirt, he was filth, he was the most evil. But by the barakat of tawbah, the honor of tawbah, and by the mercy of Allah, he became the best. Otherwise you wouldn't know. If that khatain was rubbed out, you wouldn't know that what he was and how he became the best. Now you know how he became the best. Aur shaan e rahmat ki taaseer ka pata phir kaise chalta ki ye sar ka pehle sharab thi tabdeel e yasda se khal hui hai. That this, if this wine vinegar, if the wine, word wine is not there, how will you know that this was wine? It became vinegar. You wouldn't know. Now you know that it was wine, but it has become vinegar. So is ibarat mein Haq Ta'ala ki shan e rahmat ki tajalliyat ko baki rakha gaya. So in this form of construction of the sentence, the beauty and the tajalliyat, the light of Allah's mercy has been kept in there. Otherwise, what that you'll rub out the light of Allah's mercy, that this person was the worst. But by the barakat of tawbah and the rahmat of Allah, he has become the best now. So you see, by now this construction, you're seeing the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Ke ye log to khatakar the, lekin tawbah aur nadamat aur istighfar se rahmat ghaffar ne aur inayat tawwab ne unko shar ko khair se tabdeel farma diya. That these people were sinners, they were bad, they were evil, they were dirt, stool and urine. But by the barakat of tawbah, by the barakat of feeling sorrowful and making istighfar, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and the kindness of Allah who accepts tawbah, Those people who are evil, now they have changed into good. Alhamdulillah ala dhalik. Hazrat says, Allah blessed him with this subject and this understanding. And he praises Allah, ye sirf akabir ki duaon ki barakat hai. To be able to understand this, to understand this question that arises, and to be able to give the answer, Hazrat says, that is the barakat of our akabir. And really, the ulama who are present, they will be able to appreciate it more. That this whole grammatical construction, semantics and all that, and they will be able to appreciate it more. And at the same time, we can see that Hazrat's tasawwuf is not only wazifas and zikr, but how ilmi and how academic Hazrat's tasawwuf is also. If any alim, no matter how great an alim, if he is sincere and objective, he will fall at the feet of Hazrat. Besides Hazrat's tasawwuf and islah and connection of Allah, but Hazrat's academic position, on that point he will fall at the feet of Hazrat. May Allah let us understand this, and may Allah let us appreciate it. And the main thing of all this is more than what ulama will enjoy the academic points, is that we must make tawbah. That how blessed is not tawbah, that no matter how sinful, how dirty a person is, by tawbah he becomes the best, and he becomes the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم یار رہے یار بھی تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس قدم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائیں میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہوں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام فحينا ربنا بالسلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا رحم الراحمين يا رحم الراحمين يا رحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا رحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا مولا اے مولاي کریم ہماری سب چھوٹے بڑے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا مولاي کریم یا رحم الراحمین یا مولاي کریم آپ جانتے ہیں ہمارے دلوں میں سب کیا ہے یا رب العالمین یا اللہ سب گندے چیزیں یا اللہ سب نکال دے یا اللہ ہماری دلوں میں سے یا اللہ یا رب العالمین یا اللہ اپنی رضا عطا فرما دے یا رب العالمین یا اللہ ہماری سب گناہوں کو مٹا دے یا رب العالمین اے مولا کریم اپنی رضا عطا فرما دے یا رب العالمین اپنی محبت عطا فرما دے یا رب العالمین اللهم انا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا الى حبك والعمل الذي يقربنا الى حبك اللهم انا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر مستعاد من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.